Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Morris at 815-941-3706. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're listening to Morning Edition on AM 580, where you can also listen online at will.uiuc.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report, sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning. Tom Rogers, good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Let's look at the opening prices as of 20 minutes ago on the Chicago Board of Trade and Kansas City Board of Trade. We'll get an update on how prices are faring right now in a couple of minutes. We do know that the corn opened mixed this morning, soybeans a little bit higher as well as the wheat, but things have trended downward since then. Here are the opening prices, not reflecting overnight ACE trade. September wheat opened at 4.91 in Kansas City this morning. That was up a quarter penny. December 5.06.5, up 1.5, and March wheat opened at 5.09, up 1. In Chicago on the Board of Trade, the September contract in wheat opened at 3.94, up 1. December up a penny and a half at 4.14, March wheat at 4.30, up a half cent, and July wheat opened at 4.48, up 1.5. In the corn, as mentioned, a mixed opening, slightly higher in the nearby contracts, although the September opened unchanged at 251 and three quarters. December opened at 268 and a quarter, up a quarter. March unchanged at 280. May, 288 and a quarter, up a half. July opened down a half for next year at 296 and three quarters, down a quarter rather. And the December of 07 corn contract opened a penny or quarter penny lower as well at 308 and a half. August beans opened at 5.92 and a half, up 2.5 cents. September 5.99, up 1 and 3 quarters. November beans 6.13, up 1 and 3 quarters. January opened up 1 and a quarter at 6.24 and a half. March opened a quarter penny higher at 6.33 and a half, and the May bean contract opened at 6.39 and a half, up 1. In the products, August soybean meal at 169.30 on the open, up 40. September unchanged at 170.30. August bean oil 26.83, up 5. September 27.12, up 9. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, August feeder cattle opened at 113.50, up 15. September 112.95, up 5. October feeders 112.70, up 32.5. August live cattle opened down 10 at 82.82 and a half. The October contract 86.25, down 22.5. In the hogs, August lean hogs opened at 68.85, down for up rather 42.5. October 60.95, up 25. December opened unchanged at 58.60, and February opened unchanged as well at 60.10. July pork bellies open at 93.90, down 60 a hundredweight, and the August belly contract at 92.60, down 30.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
Outside markets at the moment, the Dow is up only about 13.5 points at 10,761. The S&P down a fraction at 1234, and the NASDAQ is off about 3.5 points at 2034. Crude oil in New York for August at $76.30 a barrel. That's up a dollar from yesterday's settlement. The CRB index up 140 at 348.71. The dollar index is down 5 at 86.97. So August silver, or check that, so September silver, the contract there is down 11 cents at 10.98 an ounce, and the August gold contract at 646.80, that is down 5.10. Quick check on the latest tick on the Board of Trade. September wheat, or wheat rather, is mixed to unchanged, kind of flat. Corn has now moved down between 3 and 4 pennies a bushel, and the soybeans are in about the same boat, down about 2.5 to 3.5 cents. Joining us now on the phone is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne. No, we're not hearing Wayne again. We're having a problem with our phone system this morning where we can hear them, and you can hear a little bit of background noise there, but he can't hear us. And hopefully we can get our technical director to place that call again, or maybe run it through the board in the master control room. We'll see what we can do. But we'll get a hold of Wayne momentarily. There was talk about the market being, or the sell-off yesterday, where things ended in the 10-cent range lower on soybeans, being a little overdone. But that apparently is not the case. They found some more lows this morning with the corn and beans both off after a slightly higher open, or and certainly higher calls of 1 to 2 cents higher, both in the corn and bean pit. The wheat now in Kansas City is down between a penny and a half and 3 cents a bushel. The wheat in Chicago still kind of mixed. We're still trying to get Wayne Nelson. In the meantime, let's take a look at our forecast from Meteor from AM580's Mike Sola. We have an excessive heat warning in effect for southwest and far west central Illinois until Thursday evening. Our forecast for today, a few widely scattered thunderstorms are still around central Illinois. In the south, mostly sunny, highs ranging from 83 near Lake Michigan to 97 in southwest Illinois, and we should see a good deal of sunshine. And we're listening to Wayne Nelson, I hope, in the background there. Wayne, is that you? Hello, Wayne. Yeah, we're still not listening. We're still not getting Wayne Nelson. Let's try this again. Wayne, can you hear me? Wow, we've got a bit of a problem here. They can't hear us, and we can hear them, but we will still attempt to get Wayne Nelson to get his impression on the market coming up momentarily. Let's run through the current tick, by and large, for the Kansas City wheat again, down 1 3/4 cents, 489 a bushel. The
December
wheat. Yes, Wayne. Hello, Wayne.
Yes.
Oh, there you go. We've had some technical problems, so I think we've gotten over them for the moment. And let's now take a look at what you've seen today. We've seen the market trading or trending lower after a couple of calls. It was going to be a slightly higher, and the sell off apparently isn't done.
We, first we did have a little higher calls. Our crop ratings only dropped 1% in the corn and the beans. That was on the low end of what we were sort of expecting for after the hot weather over the weekend. Tom, we broke through some important trend lines and chart support, and we look to see a little kinder forecast, especially if you look at the American model compared to the European model. And a little bit of cooling of temperatures on the 6 to 10 day forecast for these areas also. The aridity index has stayed up pretty good as far as that, and we've looked at what it's done. So if we look at the crop ratings yesterday, well, we're still above trend line yields as far as looking at those, Tom. So we're continuing to see a little bit of liquidation today.
A little bit of room in the lows. Now, was there a change in the last 24 hours in the weather outlook that that made some traders think, well, maybe the certainty of cooler and more favorable weather was a little less so yesterday than today?
Well, I think that, there is some rains popping up in different areas. We're looking at the chance of a few rains coming across, different areas that way. But it's still going to remain warm through the weekend here. We've got a little bit of a cooling front. You've got some rain that's come across central Illinois for parts last night. And just seeing some of these showers develop adds a little bit of an incentive, I guess, is for some of these funds to do a little bit of liquidating.
How is the technical picture figuring in this morning?
The technical picture is very weak. We closed very weak and below the 40 and 50-day moving averages yesterday. And, of course, that turns the trend down.
How about what farmers ought to be looking at as they watch these prices go a little bit lower?
Well, it's sort of a catch-22 situation. As we were just talking here, less than a week ago, we were 20 cents higher in these in the corn market and in the bean market, and it's awfully hard to want to push sales. But they are at levels. And a year ago today was when we started the downslide all the way through harvest. So it might be a chance if you think you're way behind of something you don't have room for, as to think of making a few sales.
Mercantile Exchange, pretty much higher across the board this morning. Any observations there?
We've just got some bids on cattle. They're waiting to see if anything happens. About a dollar higher in cash hogs this morning. The meat market looks to be firming here today, Tom.
All right, anything else to add today?
That's about all for now.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana, and we thank him for his time and for his patience as we're sorting through a couple of technical problems here. Looking back at the market, September wheat currently is down 3.5 cents in Kansas City at 487 1/4 cents a bushel. In Chicago, though, the soft red winter wheat is up in both cases. The September contract up 1.25 cents at 394.5. December wheat at 414.5, up 2 cents. Corn and beans still down, though. September is 249 1/4 on the corn, down 2.5 cents. December at 265 and a quarter, down 2 3/4. The March at 277 and a half, down 2 1/2. And May corn is at 285 and a half, down 2 1/4. August beans are at 588, down 2. September, 595, down 2 1/4. November at 609, down 2 1/4 cents. August bean meal is at 167.80, down 110. And the bean oil for August at 26.88, and that's up 10. Feeder cattle in for August on the Mercantile Exchange at 113.72.5, up 37.5. And lean hogs at 69.20, up 77.5.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. I'm Tom Rogers. Our next update is at 10:58 Central Time. An excessive heat warning still in effect for southwest and far west central Illinois until Thursday evening. Our forecast for today, partly to mostly sunny, some widely scattered thunderstorms still around early today. In the south, mostly sunny, highs ranging from 83 near Lake Michigan to 97 degrees in southwestern Illinois. Clear to partly cloudy tonight with a few scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms from south central Illinois into southern Indiana, and lows ranging from 64 in northern Illinois to 74 in southwest Illinois. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun in the north with scattered afternoon thunderstorms, but elsewhere mostly sunny, hot, and humid again. Highs from 86 in northern Indiana to 98 degrees in southwestern Illinois. It's 84 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana now at 10 o'clock Central Time.